I thought it was certified from the United States of America and to be involved for religious events or a nation under God, indivisible, to every human justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seacoast's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting has been sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 17, 2017. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmembers Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lexstein.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
I'd like to reflect that Councilman Birdsall is not coming, but available by phone, and Councilman Ramey absent this evening. Before we get started, we'd like to give you a remark from the audience. If there's anybody who wishes to be heard on any issue, now's your opportunity. We just ask you to state your name and address for the record. Hi, Janet.
Hey. Janet Hendricks, 70s Church Street. I have two concerns. I hope you can help me with.
Okay.
We have an empty lot on East Church Street. There used to be a house there washed away with sandy. And it's full of sand, and the sand is everywhere. So we had requested a fence go off, and they put up a snow fence, which didn't work. So we took it upon ourselves, and we lined it with plastic, and that was pretty good. But now they've taken the fence down, and it's a free-for-all. We have a trailer on there, people are parking on there, and yesterday at 2:30 in the morning, somebody pulled a U-turn and got stuck in there, and the police had to get them out. It just, I don't think the owners of the lot know what's going on. I think they would be receptive to it. But the Mohawks have a realty company. If we just ask them to please erect the fence, I'm sure they would.
Is it next to our beach office?
It is. It is. It's a mess. If you could just pass it around, if you don't mind. That's what it looks like.
Our ordinance speaks to fencing around lots.
Okay.
So we'll follow up from our code enforcement side.
Okay.
If you should mind seeing in the morning, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a mess. And the other thing is two sandbags on the entrance to the Peninsula House lot.
Okay.
Right across from Motor Cruise. If you're pulling in on the left-hand side, there were three sandbags there. They were holding down the base of a temporary sign. One is disintegrated and the sand is just in the mulch. But there's still two more, and it's been like a half a year. I mean, let's just get them out of there.
Yep.
So that's it.
Have a good night.
Don't go to
those ones are good ones, Jared.
All right, thanks a lot.
I hope. These are famous last words. Any other remarks in the audience? I mean,
Do I have to go up?
Yes, so your name and address for the record, please.
Name is Curcio, 1340 Ocean Avenue. And I was just wondering if there was, I know we never eliminate traffic in Seaway in the summertime, but I was wondering if there was some sort of traffic management company we could speak to try to help with the traffic flow. Perhaps state of the traffic lights. To give you an example, heading southbound on Ocean Avenue, as you're heading towards Lumpson Road, that light stays green for about 40 seconds. And then it's red for about 2 minutes. So that's why you always get the backup sometimes clear down to the beach wharf. Thankfully, I don't commute every day, but on the days that I do, I can get caught up with that. And so the only other way around it is to go through the back way over the Oceanic Bridge and then the Lumpson Bridge, and then you have two bridges that you could possibly get caught in. The other thing that I have observed is invariably, whenever the bridge is up, there's always somebody coming out of the Chapel Hill parking lot trying to get into the left turn lane, and they sit there and they block traffic.
Right, two lane zone.
So maybe if there's a way to eliminate that, eliminate the left-hand turns as you're heading southbound on Ocean Avenue, across two lines of traffic into Chapel Hill. The double parking always in front of Angelica's and in front of Tommy's and, you know, things like that. Perhaps, you know, have some traffic agents just for traffic flow, not necessarily to write tickets.
Well, what I can do is, well, I'll talk to the chief about, you know, it's a persistent issue with the traffic here. So I think we pretty much tried everything from officers directing traffic to trying to work with the beach clubs. I think when they all empty out at once or they all fill up, it's all kind of at the same time. So it's like the 2 hot hours in the morning and the afternoon. But with regard to the entrances to the beach clubs, when they redo the bridge, they redid the entrances to the 2 beach clubs right there. Mm-hmm. Right, Seabird Beach Club and Chapel Beach Club, and kind of it'll be connected by traffic lights, so at least those 2 beach clubs traffic will be regulated when they come out. But, you know, at this point...
That's with the new bridge, the new Thompson Bridge that's supposed to start okay. next year. Mm-hmm.
So eventually it'll help, but the chief will talk to the public safety committee and see if they have any ideas. We didn't budget for extra consulting this year on traffic studies, but maybe we can put some common sense and manpower on it.
Okay, for a second, I know we're never going to eliminate traffic in the summertime, that's not going to happen, but some ways to ease the traffic flow. And just one other thing.
You have to work on car.
I do a couple of days a week, but unfortunately there's those days that I have to go in.
Yeah.
And just one last thing, completely unrelated. Where do we stand with the students to region, Shore Ridge, with the tax situation?
Well, I have 3 updates on that I can give you. One is that your Shore Regional taxes are going up this year.
Shocking.
We went from 21% of the budget to 23% of it, as well Shore is increasing our budget 3%. So we know that we're going to be seeing substance school tax in the upcoming budget. It just kind of is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have our class graduating this year, 10 seniors, which is a big class for Seabright. Our student counts are starting to go on the decline. We have a litigation pending with the Shore Board, regarding our request for a referendum on the funding formula. So that is kind of still wagging its way through the court system. And our new Senator Declan O'Scanlan has a couple strategies that we've been kind of working on with his office. One is maybe potential tweaks to the formula that could cap the amount you swing in a year so that we never get, like, the 1 year we went up 55% in 1 year, right? If we could cap that in a reasonable range, so it'll go up, but we won't get sandbagged like we have in some other years. So maybe something like that, but that's kind of down the road. So that's where we are right now. We feel confident in our position with our legal challenge.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Did
I forget to say something? Sometimes I miss something. Okay, anybody else? All right, we have first up our consent agenda. Take a motion on our consent agenda.
I'll just make a point on resolution number 106. There was in the first whereas, skin boring is becoming too rentable $1.
Oh, do we need to vote on that separate, just in case there's any issues? Vote on, should we do it correctly? No?
Okay. Well, I mean, trying to amend his motion so that it reflects the change of the resolution. Right. Yeah. And I second that motion.
Call a roll. Council members Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, new business. First step, Rogers.
I'll second it.
Councilmembers Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Do you want to do a presentation first or executive session?
It's an executive session.
It's an executive session. Yeah. We have a 3-item executive closed session meeting. So we're going to go into closed session. We have to discuss real estate, we have to discuss contracts, and we have to discuss litigation, all 3 of which are closed session items. We're going to come back and adjourn the meeting without taking any further formal action this evening. We need a motion to go into exec.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Council members, Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go to our closed session for the three items and come back in a minute.
Are we still here?
Yes.